Going deep. Deep. Today's top story, Burns and Gambo.
Going deep, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Phoenix Suns followed up their sterling 9-point first quarter performance against the Sacramento Kings by doing it again against the Portland Trailblazers last night.
You know what's funny is as I'm watching the pregame show right before the game starts, you know, Kevin Ray sitting there where Coach Kokoschkov said, no further teams will be scrimmaging against us. No more of those 9-point first quarters. I mean, literally, they talked about this, how it's prideful. It's going to be a prideful game for the Phoenix Suns. And then they go out there and they lay an egg and they get slaughtered again in the first quarter. Portland had lost 6 out of 7. They didn't have C.J. McCollum. I mean, are you kidding me? The game's over in the first quarter. I mean, they're the first team in the shot clock era to go back-to-back first quarters not even scoring 10 points. It's never been done before in the shot clock era. They're breaking records that haven't been set since the 40s. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine that a team could play two first quarters in a row and not score 10 points in a quarter. I mean, is that pathetic?
It's pathetic.
I mean, that is as pathetic as you could go.
It's pathetic.
I'm surprised they didn't just say, you know what, we forfeit. We're done. Game over. I mean, because you're done. It's over. You're not winning. That first quarter, and I went back and I watched the first quarter and every single piece of that first quarter to try to figure out what the hell is going on here. And it was an utter embarrassment. I mean, they couldn't stop anybody. Damian Lillard was hitting shots over everyone. It was pathetic. Dunks and layups and three-pointers. And then who's this kid Layman? I mean, this guy, he looked like he was Larry freaking Bird. Jump shots, dunks, three-pointers over McHale, three-pointers over Ayton. The best basket of the night was the basket that made it 28-5. This was unbelievable. You're not going to believe this. So Lillard takes a shot. There's four Suns around the basket. And I marked this down. McHale Bridges, Jamal Crawford, Trevor Ariza, DeAndre Ayton. They're all there. Lillard takes the shot. He misses. They must have expected that it was going to go in. He misses the shot. This kid, Layman, goes, walks right through all four of them, grabs the ball and dunks it. I'm like, are you kidding me? It made it 28-5. I went back. I watched that play 7 times. They're all looking at each other like, I thought you were going to get it. No, I thought you were going to get it. No, I thought you were going to get it. How about you? I thought you were going to get it. They all watched. But what are you? They all watched. I guess this Portland wasn't missing any shots. They expected it to go in. I mean, it's Damian Lillard. He never misses. He takes a shot. Four guys. There were no Portland Trailblazers in the picture. Four Suns staring at the basket. Staring at the basket. Nobody moved. Not one guy moved. And this guy, this slow white guy, comes crawling in just right in between all of you. Excuse me. Oh, thank you. Take the ball. I'm going to dunk it. 28-5. Oh, my God. Like, how do you... You should have left the court right there. I should have called a timeout and came back with nobody. Because nobody is better than the five they had on the court. Nobody. I would have rather played no one.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my co-host is dead. I need you to send an ambulance down here immediately, please. Where are you located? We're at the Safeway on Chaparral.
Four guys staring at the basket. He missed the shot. Grab the freaking rebound.
I want everyone to know that I've got this little volume knob over here. I turned it down so low, I you're actually not coming through my headphones, I can hear every word you're
2 saying. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. You're losing 25-5. Grab a rebound.
Charles Barkley, last night on TNT, they did a cut-in during their coverage of another game, because God knows TNT at this point would not put Portland and the Suns on their broadcast. And they showed him the score, and Charles lost his mind. Not quite like Gambo did, but Charles lost his mind.
Look what's going on in Portland.
Jake got 15.
Jake got 15 points the first quarter.
And hey, Jakey.
What do you mean the first quarter?
The first quarter.
Oh, come on.
Dude, come 30, on, Phoenix.
34-7?
Come on, man.
Hey, Big that's Jake. Not real.
This is
that
ridiculous. Hey, come on, man.
That cannot be
Jakeem Olajuwon. Yeah.
Phoenix is playing without their top two scorers, Devin Booker and T.J. Warren.
Well, they were down 27 at the end of the first quarter the other night with them guys.
Okay, Big Jakey.
It's ridiculous, Phoenix. Come on, man. Y'all embarrassing me.
Charles Barkley rolling over.
Charles Barkley and Dan Marley
rolling over in his grave. Kevin Johnson.
Oliver
Mercedes Ceballos.
With the worst record in the NBA at
4-20.
And it appears it might go to 4-21, but it may be too early to call.
Come on, man. 7 points.
I know. 34-7.
You're the NBA, man.
Come on. You in the NBA. Everybody got NBA players, man.
It's ridiculous.
Team needs a heart transplant.
They need a heart transplant.
Check them into the hospital.
I get it. They're
the whole team. What are you guys here for? Heart transplant.
They're bringing a knife to a gun for some nice lady walking by here in the produce section. Shh.
I'd rather have you out there than one of the Suns players. I'd rather have you. I'm watching you. I'd rather have you. You're moving faster than DeAndre Ayton. And that's not very fast.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow. That was good. That was epic. I had people on Twitter last night asking me to just give you the floor for, like, the first 10 minutes of the show and let you do it. I
talk about the Coyotes, but they got beat 4-2.
So, I did. So, there's a lot to come out of this game. And yet nothing at all, really, when you look at the
ASU
final four.
Hoops. Thank God for them.
I think the biggest one is that, and we'll flesh this out in more detail in a little bit, but the DeAndre Ayton issue, he didn't start. Was it illness? Was he benched? Were the Suns?
Wait, he got into the game, and 3 minutes into the game, he played.
I understand.
You're sick, you're sick. Don't play.
I understand.
If you're not sick, then start.
It doesn't. Don't you get the impression? I did. I got the impression.
Totally.
That he was benched.
Totally.
Right. That he was benched in that game, and just nobody knew how to lie about it. Right.
Nobody
knew how to tell the story that they all concocted before the game started.
All the time. Okay. Happens all the time. Where a player is getting benched for a certain reason, and you know they say it's something else. I mean, it happens quite a bit. They don't want the public to know, but it happens.
Igor Kokoshkov on AZ Central. What went into not starting DeAndre Ayton in that game? Here's what he had to say about that.
DeAndre didn't feel 100% before the game. He had some stomach issue, I would say flu, but you know, didn't feel right, and that was, you know, my decision not to even play him at all. He insisted to play the game, and that was basically the adjustment that we made. You know, original plan. I wouldn't be surprised. I was surprised that he played his game.
Come on, he was benched. He was benched for a lack of effort the last couple of games. Have you seen his numbers over the last five?
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Like I said, that lady pushing the cart is moving faster than DeAndre Ayton right now.
And then Igor and Bridges kind of get into it a little bit, right?
A little bit.
Bridges is trying to get to the bench, and Igor's like, left, right, left,
I'm blocking
right,
you.
I'm blocking you.
This is how you defend. This is how you keep your feet. Yeah. This is how you keep in front of them.
Shuffle your feet, move your feet, and then apparently...
Why is Bridges on Damian Lillard with four fouls? Why is he on him? I mean, put somebody else on him. The guy's got four fouls.
And then after the game, Booker and Ayton, I guess, are getting into it. It was like the tail end of them having gotten into it as the media is walking in to the locker room. So, I mean, this team, all the screws are loose right now, man. I mean, this thing, it feels like it is coming apart.
Unglued.
Right now. 4-21 on the season. Same start. They're home tonight against the Heat, who, you know, they've got a night's rest advantage of them. I heard Vinny talking about this earlier. What is the vibe going to be like in that building tonight? Oh.
It's. I think it's the worst Phoenix sports team I've ever seen.
The worst Phoenix sports team.
I think it's the worst I've ever seen.
Regardless of sport. Regardless of...
The first year with the Diamondbacks, I think, was better than this, for
the
goodness sakes.
The 51-win Arizona Diamondbacks of 2004...
What's that win percentage? 51 out of 180? That's like 25% of your wins, right?
51 out of 162.
Okay, 50. All right, 51 out of 162. So 5, 10, 15. It's about 30% of your wins.